Alec Baldwin, pledge reel, take one.
Say when. We good?
Rolling.
You need to contribute to public radio because you've got money. We know you've got it, and we need it more than you do. I mean, look at some of the crap you spend your money on. There's waste, mismanagement.
Mr. Baldwin, you're coming on a little too strong.
Too scary?
Yeah. Remember, honey gets the bee. Now, why don't we go ahead and skip to the next one?
Okay, say when.
Okay, cue music.
You listen to Morning Edition because otherwise, you wouldn't have a clue. You'd get to work and find out that we had a catastrophe or another war, and you didn't know anything about it. You'd be stupid. People would whisper about you behind your back. Public radio is all that stands between you and ignorance, foolishness. And you dare not pledge? Think about who you'd be without us, propping you up every day.
Mr. Baldwin, you're going slightly off script here, okay?
Really?
Your pledge pitch, frankly, sounds like a threat.
Exactly. We crush their egos, then they're like putty. They'll give us whatever we want.
Okay, just try and be a little warmer.
That's insane.
Listen, let's skip to the third script.
Okay, I've got that one.
Okay, and try not to drift from the microphone.
Into the mic. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Rolling.
Yes, the pledge drive is unpleasant. But the fact is, those of us who listen to this radio station should be the ones who fund it. That's only fair. There are things I've heard on public radio that have shaped my understanding of the world, and I bet that's true for you also. In this moment when newspapers are folding and TV news is shrinking and the business of journalism is in crisis, it's more important than ever that we keep public radio strong. An independent voice. And the only people who can do that are those of us who listen. You and me. Well, this'll never work.